Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, yo. I know what you're thinking. I know. I already know, man. You know. You like, yo, where these niggas been? It's been a couple weeks. Listen, man, life be happening. You know, life be happening. Life be life. And, man, you know, we used to be on the move. And it be flights. And it be all type of events. And there's all type of shit to come up. But we are back again. It's Wednesday. It's Rap Names Day. You know the voice. You know the headline. It's me, Mari. I'm in the building, man. Jerry, what's going on, man?
What's good with you, brother? Happy to see you.
Yeah, man. Happy to be here. I'm happy to be seen, man. That's what my man Ronnie used to say. I see my man Ronnie. I said, man, it's good to see you. You say, man, it's good to be seen. So, like, you know what? I like that. You know what I mean? Some smooth, old school player shit, man. Shout out to Ronnie. But yeah, man, we out here. We are recording this on Monday, September the 19th. Happy birthday to my baby girl. She's turning 8 today. Happy birthday to my mother-in-law. Happy birthday to my brother. A lot of special people born on this day. You know what I'm saying? We out here, man. Let's get to it, though.
Happy birthday to baby girl, y'all.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you, for sure. But yeah, I mean, shit, like I said, we ain't tapped in a little minute. So, man, my playlist kind of been all over the place, but not really. Let's start from here, right? We always give credit to the algorithm. Shout out to the algorithms once again, because I was listening to Larry June, just riding around, running some errands, making some plays. And from the Larry June playlist, I got into a bunch of other smooth shit. Now, some of those songs was featuring him, some weren't. And I just started screenshotting the shit. You know what I mean? And I figured to myself, at the end of the week, I'm going to look at my screenshot gallery and I'm going to make a playlist of all the songs that made me stop and be like, nah, what's that? That's my new shit that I'm about to be on. So, I mean, if y'all want to get on that wave, please do it, because you will forget. I know me, I'm going to forget some shit. So I got to screenshot that to keep that in the, you know, in the bank. So I was listening to that. Ari Lennox dropped. She dropped a little EP and then she dropped the full album a week later. That shit is a masterpiece. Like, let's just get that out the way. That shit is fire from top to bottom. And then ESTG dropped. Y'all know how I feel about G. I'm listening to G nonstop. His new album is like, bro, his new album is crazy. He got Jeezy on there. He bought Jeezy from the depths of wherever he was at. And Jeezy spit one of the best verses that, quite frankly, I've ever heard from him, if I'm just being honest. Jeezy hasn't been like known to just like bar you up, but this is a great verse, like a great verse. So that's kind of where I've been, man. Heavy R&B. Heavy fentanyl music and everything, you know what I mean? And then like smooth shit, smooth, get a smoothie music, you know what I mean?
For me, so I've been all over the place. You know, I had a little bit of Kanye bag. I had a little bit of Spitta bag.
Okay.
When I listen to Spitta, I want to listen to old Wiz, not the new Wiz.
Anything after 2010, 2011, maybe 2012.
Yeah, so you know, it's maybe. Like Cushion Orange Juice. Oh, it's, yeah. It's Cabin Fever. Mm. It's Taylor Alterdice.
That's the one.
You know, and then I'm going to the Woo Show in Texas.
Okay.
This weekend coming up.
Yeah.
I've been listening to a lot of Woo, bro. Okay. Like, you know, Lil Nas, the quote unquote 10th member of the Woo.
Yeah,
anyway, so, you know, I've been all over the place, man. But, you know, one thing is, I've been listening to good music.
Yeah. And that's really what it all comes down to. No matter what genre your shit take you to or whatever, just make sure the music is good. You know what I mean? Good to you, I guess. Because a lot of times people be pumping music and I'll go listen to it and I'm like, okay.
Shit's
ass. Yeah, I guess, man. You know, but we talked about Ye. We'll get into that. You know what I mean? Graduation, turned 15 years old. We'll get into all the memories behind that and, you know, where we place it and all of that. But I kind of want to start here. This is an interesting thing, and I want to get your take on it because we both have daughters now. And I saw this story. I haven't been following this shit, just for those who at home listen. I haven't been following the whole shit. But Blueface apparently knocked out his girl's pops or something to that effect, right? Now, when I was younger, I used to always be on it like, yo, if her pops violate, like, I got to show the dominance. You know what I'm saying? If I go, you know, all this, and I'm going into it looking like that. All these years later, now that I have daughters, first of all, it's going to be tough to date them. That's number one. Let's just get that out the way. If you make it to the crib, bro, if you raise your hand at me to do anything but dat me, they're gonna have a fish fry for you, my boy. I'm gonna tell you that right now. But I want to ask you right now, what's your stance on If you knock your girl pops out, right? Like your girl, like, look, I'm gonna bring you to the crib. We're gonna watch football and all this shit, right? He barking a little too crazy when the Eagles is down, and you like, oh, all right, bet. Now, if you knock him out, where you think it's supposed to go from there?
First of all, I'm not rumbling anybody's pop, right? Like, I'm just not doing it. I got respect for my elders on numerous occasions. Now, if, you know, the elder said, the said pop said, you know, decides that they want to put hands on me, then obviously, you know, I gotta defend myself, and I just gotta, you know, I gotta thrash the pop real quick, right?
You said thrash.
But like, on the other note, you know, I'm not getting thrashed by, like, my daughter's pop.
There's no way.
My daughter's like boyfriend. Like, I'm not getting thrashed because, like any situation in life,
it's too much on the line, man. It's too much at stake.
It's too much on the line. And to be honest with you, I'm sizing the situation up off top right
off
now.
The, you know, rip.
Don't get it twisted. I understand you can be shocked, right? Like, but like, if I feel like there's any doubt in my mind whether I can get this young boy or not, like, yo, like, I don't come from the, yo, we got to fight fair school. I come from the, yo, you just got to get this W.
Man, my pops, you know, told me the only rule in fighting is win, period. I don't give a fuck about none of that. Others, oh, he picked up with you. Goddamn right. You goddamn okay. Right. I like what you said right
young
there.
Boy with a, fuck around, hit the young boy with like a trash can. Or
yo,
something.
Listen, I like what you said right there. You said if it's any doubt that, like, if you second guess it for 1 second, like, damn, could he? That's the moment right there.
Like, bro, like, keep it a bean. Like, if my daughter's in high school, right, and at the age I would be when she's in high school, right, like I'm older, right, like, and she dating, let's just say she dating like a football nigga. Fuck, I look like, dog. Like, I'm not.
She dating Bronny James built ass nigga. You like, yo, hold
I'm
on.
I'm not squaring up with that dude. No. What I'm doing is I'm picking up this fucking chair.
order, yeah, something. It's gonna be something near.
Yo,
something
fuck your, very yo, near. Fuck your scholarship, bro. I'm not losing.
Yeah, not that ass, my nigga, for real. I will not lose.
Violence. I do not condone violence, but I do condone defending yourself.
I'm gonna tell you this. When you have kids, you go from I can't, like, I won't lose to I can't lose. That's a different level of,
not
like,
with my baby.
Yeah,
not
it's over with for
girl
that.
Watching
like,
me.
Nah, it's over with. Like my baby girl, bro. I don't care who she was. Like, if it's that time, and again, I'm not advocating none of this. I don't fight. I'm cool. I'm a citizen. You know what I mean? None of that. But that situation come up, and it's like, yo, listen, if it's me or you, you know who I'm choosing. Like, let's not even play there. Like,
I fuck around, be on my Street Fighter joint, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, fucking brass knuckles are just,
bro, I'm telling you,
nowhere.
I'm telling you, got to, bro, you got to, man, you got to do it.
I've been watching,
like,
Cobra Kai, dog. I'll get you right in your sternum, take your breath out.
That's serious, my nigga. Walk you through the moves. I'm walking you through the moves when I'm, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's over with for that. Like, it comes to them kids, my nigga. It's different. You're going to leave that shit looking like Martin when he fought Tommy Hearns, my nigga. Like, it's no way around it. There's no way I'm going back. Like, damn, he got, nah, nope. Not me.
Just be happy you leaving, G.
Yeah, nah, dead ass though. Like, you know what I mean? You better be happy you can come back another day, my nigga. Cause I'm saying, like,
for my kid, nah, nigga.
Yeah, but I saw that shit and I just thought to myself, like, what is the relationship?
They're clowns,
from there?
Though.
Yeah, oh no, it's an absolute clown show. It was just a moment for me to be like, damn, you're not sure he pops out. Like, where do y'all go from there? So now you knock her pops out. That ride home is going to be either super turned up or super quiet. And I think if it's super quiet, she's debating, like, damn, this might be it. If it's super turned up, she kind of liked that shit. So I don't know.
Like, because imagine you get smart with your lady. And you be like, da-da-da-da-da. And she be like, da-da-da-da-da. Yo. I go get my. I don't give a fuck. Go get that nigga. I'm knocking him out. I'm knocking him out again.
What you going?
Like,
what you want me to knock him out again?
Go get my brother. Like, yo, dog, I just.
You know what I'm right. You know what you gonna tell her, brother?
She's like,
come get knocked out like the pops used to. You know what I'm saying? The Friday shit.
Come on, Craig.
Yeah, come on, man. Yeah, get knocked out like your pops used to. Nigga. Yeah, I saw that and I just thought to myself, like, dog, that's just an ill set of words to be together. Like, it really is. I mean, shit. Also, another wild set of words, while we being honest, is, you know, for Fab, his second act. What act is this for him? Is this second, third? Where are we at?
It'd probably be like the third act. I would say when all those no competition.
No competition. Yeah, okay, cool.
That'll probably be cool. The second act.
So this is now Fab's third act. We're in 2022. And I want to say this is the most active that Fab has been in the last couple years. I know a couple years back he gave us the Friday Night Freestyle. He gave us the joint with Kiss. And then just kind of, you know, here and there, whatever. This year he's been dropping, it seems like, weekly, bi-weekly. And somebody, one of my homies is sending me a video, or I'm on YouTube and the suggested videos pop up and it's Fab. You know, whether it's with Jim, whoever it's with. What do you make of it? Do you fuck with it? Do you fuck with any of it? Like any of it? Can you even see a part where you like, you know how sometimes people drop something, you be like, I get it. I understand. That laugh is very telling. It's very telling, but I still want to hear it.
It's like this, dog. Yo, I be seeing the nigga pop up on the screen and I be like, what's this dude doing? Right? Like,
here we go again.
Yo, you're super, like, why can't you just dress like a regular human being, yo? Like, why do you have to be so Brooklyn? Like, yo, shout out to Brooklyn. Nobody from Brooklyn. I'm chilling. Yo, I love Brooklyn. But I just be like, damn, dog. Like, yo, I'm 41. Cannon, you gotta be 44, 45.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
what are we doing here, bro? Like, yo, slap. No, well, don't slap me, but yo, pull me to the side if you see me dressing like I'm fucking 21 at 45 and shit. And again, yeah. I'm not trying to say you got, but so I said all that to say, visually, it's very hard for me to digest the words that he's saying.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, yo, like, oh my God, what are you doing? Like, now the A. Marie John, shout out to A. Marie.
The one thing joint, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Look, on some real shit, A. Marie damn near like family and shit. Just from ties, right? The A. Marie damn near like family. But one thing I do love, she not real family. So I do love when A. Marie was on the screen. So like that shit was visually. So like, but he got the bars though. Like he got bars, but like it's like.
It's the messenger now. It's the messenger.
Like punchlines really aren't the things anymore.
Right.
Right. Like and the type of punchlines. And I guess Hove has spoiled me as a fan where And guys like Hov, Nas also, where you see the progression of their flow and the type of shit they talk about, right? And with Fab, it's just like, damn, dog, we still talking about that? Now, I know, there's people listening to this right now that are going to say, but Jerv, you fool with Pusha T so much, yo, da da da, and he's still talking, I hear you. Shit just be different sometimes, dog. There be different rules for different people sometimes. And we'll push a T.
That's just life.
Push a T say, I want to hear that shit. Because I love hearing it.
He said like Martin Scorsese. Like, you know what you're going to get from Martin Scorsese joint?
And Push brings modern day shit in it. Absolutely. Brings modern day shit in it with just his punchlines. And that shit was thorough back in the day. But like, I'm not necessarily sure that I'm not where I was when I used to really fool with Fab. Man, I respect Fab.
Yeah,
Fab
is
one of my 100%. Favorite artists of all time.
100%.
If I saw that man, again, I would tell him, yo, big fan, yo, catalog, I fool with you. You know what I mean? You one of the nicest I've ever heard spit lyrics, my G. Like, one of the nicest ever to me, right? Now, you know, I ain't saying top 5, top 10, no shit like that. But, like, if I tell you.
Yeah, but he wanted them. He wanted them.
Top 25, yeah. Top 30. You still wanted the night. Because I didn't hear 30 niggas the day when I walked to the fucking Dunkin' Donuts. I didn't hear 30 niggas on the corner spitting they shits, whatever. So, you know what I'm saying? You 30 ever. Come on. But I'm not really checking for his new shit. It's cool. I recognize there's stuff there. But, you know, I got if I scroll Instagram. And they pop, you know, it's on the screen. All right, you got me. I'll listen to the. I'll give the little 2 minutes and 30 seconds of play real quick. You know, I'll watch the video. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it just is what it is. I feel like he's very much past his prime. Very much past his time. He's overstayed, but I feel like he should be where Kiss and them are at, and he's not there. If that makes sense.
No, that makes perfect sense, because like you would have liked at some point to see Fab progress, like whether it's his, like you said, his flow, the content, something, the material, because now it just seems like you're still trying to be the coolest version of yourself from 20 years ago. Just like 20 years later, you got more jewelry and more things.
I get it. You're so cool. Yeah.
And it's like, we get it, bro. But like, I think that Fab is good at storytelling. I think he can rap. He can rap his ass off. It's just stop trying to do this kind of rap.
Rap.
Yeah. Just rap, bro. Rap. Venture, like Banks recognized a long time ago, hey, the rap game has shifted away from just punchline. I can do that in my sleep. Let me just rap. Let me start rapping. And then let's see what's going on. If you try to stick with that punchline shit, bro, you're only going to attract the people that want to hear that. I don't necessarily always want to hear, I did this like that and did this like that's 02, 04 for me. And especially with Fab, like, bro, I'm sure you've been through a lot. You got shit to talk about, but that was the knock on Fab.
Oh,
in
my
career.
G.
Yeah.
Fab, I mean, you got some shit you can talk about, bro.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, you have stories. Absolutely, respectfully. Like, you got shit to talk about, though, but it's like, early in his career, that was the knock on him, you know, 2-3 albums in. It was like, we still don't even know who this dude is. I told you, he was his most transparent on his debut album. You know what I mean? Like, it was on one day, like, he kind of gave it up on that song. And then from there, it's like, kind of, we don't know. So it's like, get into that. Let's dive more into that. But, I mean, you know, I'm kind of whatever on the new music. I've seen a couple joints. I've liked them visually. I like how they sound. I like how he sounds on it. I like the features he's been getting, the samples he's been getting. So I'm kind of in on that standpoint. But like overall, I'd be lying if I said like I'm waiting on the next Fab project. Now, I would probably check it out, but I'm not waiting on it. I wouldn't know if it dropped. Like if it dropped, it would be a surprise to me. Somebody else that's in the loop more, they might have known about it 2 months ago.
But be specific. What Fab project are you waiting on? Are you waiting on Fab, this music Fab dropping right here, or are you waiting on potential Fab mixtape collaboration type shit? Because that's two different levels of Fab.
Well, I'm not necessarily waiting on any of it, but if it's like, dropped,
let's make this clear.
Yeah, let's be clear. I'm not waiting on any of it, but if it did drop, I would kind of want to hear more of a soul tape vibe. It doesn't necessarily have to be four or whatever the fuck, you know, whatever. And it's about to get cold.
Don't sour
the legacy. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to do that and reach for it.
He's way out of that rhythm.
Absolutely.
Soul tape mind frame.
Give me something else. Just give me a different project. Give me something for the, you know, because this is his weather right here. The soul tape used to drop and it used to be like, oh, this is right on time. So give me something along those lines for the fall, for the winter, whatever. And, you know, and I'm cool there. I'm really cool on that. This new music that he's dropping right now, like I said, is cool. But I'm not really, you know, I'm not sitting up here like checking the YouTube every day, like, oh shit, Fab. Like, I'll see it if it crossed the desk. But other than that, I mean, I don't know, man. It is what it is.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer. And I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
ah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
But at least I'll read certain shit and I'll check it out. Unlike your boy who said he doesn't read at all. Your boy, yay. Like I said, we're gonna talk about graduation and all that in a minute. And it's funny that he got all these college-themed joints and he said he don't read books, bro. Like, this man said he doesn't read books. Like, it's... Fuck a book. He went full Tommy Buns. Fuck a book. Shorty can't eat no book. What's up with him? What's up with him, man?
You got an hour? We've been asking what's up with Ball since...
For a minute, right?
For a minute. I don't know, man. I don't even care. Like, whatever dude says. Like, yo, just be the artistic genius that you are. And keep doing that shit, dog. But all that talking shit he do, like, I'm kind of cool on that. I'm sure there's a deeper meaning and context. But, like, he's one of them individuals that he says shit. And in his mind, he's saying one thing. But I just went through this shit with my homie. My homie don't talk in fucking complete sentences. Like, nigga, he won't talk in complete sentences. He'll leave out the most key word. It'll be like 2-3 words. But it'll be the most key word.
The shit you needed to hear.
I've been around Bull since like fucking 98, right? So like I know what he's saying, but I struggle and watch other people like talk to him. And I just be like, oh my God, I got to jump in. He's trying to say da da da, but he doesn't talk in complete sentences, so he's leaving where. And I think that's where Kanye's at, right? Like, I don't think he talks in complete sentences, that's right? A good perspective. I think in his mind, he's saying a paragraph. He's going in depth. And what he means, because a lot of the things that he says, although I still don't agree with them, I'm one of those individuals. I like to at least know why you said it, your mind frame behind it, or whatever the case may be. He's dangerous. He's a very dangerous person because he can make reading books not cool to these kids. That bothers me, right? I just wish he recognized. I know he recognizes his impact on the world and the culture, but I just wish he recognized it in a way where he talked in complete sentences to explain himself when he's making these outlandish statements. I mean, shit. If he was on some, yo, I don't read books because, yo, I don't have time. Like, I'm always on the go. It's more context.
It's context there.
Yeah. Right? But, like, yo, you like, if you just on some, yo, I don't read. Because you know, then you just playing into their hands, right? Because they've been trying to tell us not to read. Because they put Eric, you want to keep them like this, hide it in the book. Niggas don't read, right? So he's a dangerous individual.
Because really now he's pushing that. Yeah,
he's pushing it. You know what I mean? Like, I just really wish he understood his impact fully.
Yeah,
just culturally.
I wish that he understood that there's innocent bystanders in that. You know what I mean? Like, you want to spray that corner up, but somebody right there ain't got nothing to do with it, bro. Like, it's not... I really wish he wouldn't say shit like this for the exact reason you just outlined. Like, they're going to eat this shit up. Like, obviously, yes. All of the kids who love Ye and hang on his every word and buy every garment he ever puts out, they're going to take whatever he's saying. They're going to take it to the bank, right? But there's going to be other people who don't necessarily follow Ye But they might see a bunch of other people following Ye and be like, well, this dude is successful. And he's talking about how he won't talk about this with people that's broken in him and whatever else. So he's putting himself up on his pedestal. And that might be some energy that they can look at and be like, oh, shit, well, if he did it, shit, well, maybe I don't need to do that. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, like you said, it's dangerous, man. It's one of those things where I saw it. And it's because it's him, you like, yo, bro, you don't read books, bro? Like, you?
like, it's just a lie. Like, it's just a flat-out lie.
Yeah, like, come it's on, bro. We don't, come on, my nigga. Like, come on. Not you, my nigga. It's like when Future said he ain't really do the drugs and all that shit. It's like, come on, bro. Like, what's up? What y'all niggas doing? What y'all playing, bro? I don't know, man. But the nigga, I mean, he gave us graduation, bro. 15 years ago, he gave us graduation. And also, the switch from, I don't even want to say gangster rap, because I don't even want to say it like that. Like, they make it sound goofy. But the switch from, like, the street shit to, like, allowing, I won't even say the switch. Street shit is going to forever be, that's the pinnacle of hip-hop. But he started allowing dudes to kind of come in who didn't have a street background to talk about their experience and, like, you know, shit like that. So, like, for me, where do you have this in his catalog? Do you have it high? Is it low? Do you think you have it right where?
So I'm pulling up his catalog right now. I think Graduation is a classic album.
Okay.
I want to say it's probably, I'm looking at Graduation, it's probably, because I think my Beautiful Twisted Dark Fantasy, whatever, yeah, is his best project. I want to say, I think after that, I probably fool with Late Registration.
Mm.
And then it's probably Graduation and College Dropout. But by no means me putting them in that order, like, I legit think,
yeah, that shit is all masterful work. So
I think four out of his first five projects were classics, right? Like, and I think 808 was.
I love that album.
I love that album, but we just weren't ready. And ooh. I think my Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy just changed productions on albums in general.
Yeah.
And Graduation, now that I'm thinking about it more, Graduation is a fucking dope album, but I think the impact that Graduation had was more so on the performance aspect,
mm-hmm,
because that was, I believe, that's the Glow in the Dark tour, which to this day, my homie that I go to shows with Austin, he often, and I'm going to the one in Texas with him, he tells me that was the best performance he had ever seen, like, yeah, to the point where it was so dope to him. Now, granted, that performance changed how we now get concerts, right?
Facts,
performances.
Facts.
And I think that was the joint. He was like, yo, I'll go see that shit. Like, he, mm-hmm, he was like, yo, I'm trying to go as many times as I can, right?
Yeah.
So I love the album. It's got a lot of shit on it. I just thought it's probably one of, you know, third or fourth best project that he has to me. But again, all them joints, all four of his first five to me are classic projects.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not mad at that. And I think Graduation wins a lot in his catalog really is the cultural impact that it had, because it opened the door for, like, everybody to accept, like, this new crop of rappers who are, like, actually, you know what I mean? Like it felt like a resurgence of, like, look, I got some shit to say, but I'm also not talking like you, or I might not use the same words as you, and maybe I didn't sell dope, but I grew up around this shit, and, you know, yeah, that started to become cool, and it started to become cool to be just a regular, you know what I mean? I'll put it like this. The average fan of music can relate way more to, like, an average, just regular shit, right? Then they can relate to a street lifestyle, or I grew up and I did this, and I bust my gun, and I got that chain, and I did that. Now, some people can relate to that shit, but on the regular, people relate to regular Joe rap. Like, this is some shit that I can relate to. Feelings, and I felt like that, and talking about this, and you know what I mean? Like really getting to it on a mental aspect. So he opened the door for that kind of lane to kind of come in. And this album was fucking perfect, bro. Like, I was in Detroit We riding around that year listening to this, like, bro. My man Weezy, rest in peace, my man Weezy. We used to ride around the city listening to Ye's album, bro. Like really riding around listening to this shit, like, yo, did you hear that shit he just said? You know what I mean? And this is Kanye West we talking about. This ain't, we ain't talking about some Jeezy or, you know, or Hove or whatever. We really was listening to that shit. And in real time, we heard him make up the Yeezy shit right then and there. The hood loved to listen to Weezy and G. And oh yeah, Yeezy. And when he said that shit, it was catchy. Because I remember we used to always be like, yo, nigga called himself Yeezy. Like, yo, that's... And then you look all these years later, that shit is dominating the sneaker game. Like, dominating sneaker game. So this shit did a lot, man. Like, I even like... What's the joint? Drunk and Hot Girls? A lot of people shit on that song, bro. That song is good.
That song's relatable.
That song... Bro... Listen,
if you can't fuck with that song, I mean this respectfully, you already know what tight time you be on. That's what's up. Hey, man, listen, to each his own.
Listen, that's one of them, man. Good Morning is an incredible intro.
Come on, man.
Incredible intro. Like, let's get that out the way, bro. You look at the... And I remember getting up that morning, driving to Northland Mall. Shout out to everybody that's from the city. You know what Northland used to be when it was what it was, right? Drove to Northland Mall. I bought this shit right from Target, and they had the setup up there. They had 50 on the left, Ye on the right. Let me get that Ye. Yep. Riding back home, open it up. You look at the booklet. The artwork is magnificent. The CD looks good, and the music sounds like the art. Like, it just, it all flowed together like seamlessly. So you get the champion, and I'm like, bro, what? Like, what is this? What is this song, bro? The sounds, yep, of it, what he's talking, it's just ill, strong, like, bro. The Daft Punk, I remember when I was, like, in middle school, One More Time used to be on MTV at 3 o'clock in the morning on that little video music block, like, every night.
Yeah.
For him to do some shit with Daft Punk and have niggas in the, like, us vibing out to that, bro, it's nothing like it. It's nothing like it on this shit, dog.
Yep.
Can't Tell Me Nothing is the one, though. Let's never gloss over the fact that this shit, yo.
Are you going in order?
No. I'm bouncing around, but like, okay, just what you, we okay, cause we can get into it, you know, like track by track. Yeah,
no. I mean, like, I just wanted to. I Can't Tell Me Nothing is the shit. Like, yeah. I love that song. I actually like the rock remix better. With free and Beans on it.
Okay, because, yeah,
you know, there's just a lot going on.
Yeah,
but Can't Tell Me Nothing is the shit. My song is the one right before it, though.
Good Life.
So,
whew.
I remember watching Entourage, and it was the episode where they were trying to get the can.
Yep.
And Ye was there, and he had the plane.
Yeah,
yep. I'm saying whatever. and back, for those that don't really remember Entourage was one of them shows where artists would debut their shit on it because they knew that we watched Entourage.
We was tuning in, yep.
So I never forget. Kanye said something about he flying the plane. Nah, I'm fucking with y'all. I got this old white man. He about to fly this shit. He flew like in World War II or some shit, right? It was the line. And they just as Vinny and E are having their moment. And he hits him with the, you know, whatever the dope TV moment.
Mm-hmm.
All you hear is, like we always do at this time, right?
Yeah.
Ooh. And I remember I called my homie. And I was like, yo, what the fuck is this? And him and I were watching the credits, trying to figure out the song.
Yeah, what joint it was, yeah.
Like,
ooh, don't you miss them days? Ooh, music made you feel like that? You had to do some work that, ooh.
Now it's all just right there. It's so easy, yo. So easy.
Yeah,
but
man,
Good Life is my favorite song on the John.
That's
but,
that shit, man. Damn, that's that shit.
But you brought up Can't Tell Me Nothing. And Can't Tell Me Nothing was like, bro, that was just him talking that shit to you.
That nigga's the opening line, bro. The opening line. Because this is, you got to remember, this is the guy who made Jesus Walks. You understand? Like, you got to understand that he's been transparent with us about this the whole time. And then you come on in like, I had a dream I could buy, you know, and it's like, I'm letting you know, like, I said all that shit, but I mean, but damn, bro, just look at the type of life I'm living right now. Like,
and then God, I'll be back in a second.
Man, it's so hard not to act wrecked. That's still true right now. That's just living life on the
to whom much basis. Is given, much is expected.
Man, listen, he was talking that shit, bro. Like he really was talking that shit, and it's to the point where that's one of those joints. When niggas heard it, bring that back. We bringing that back 10 times, like Who Kid, like dead serious. Then you got Barry Bonds, bro. You got Barry Bonds on this shit, man. Wayne went crazy on this. Like Wayne went crazy on this, bro.
That was Spark Your Lighter Wayne era.
Yes, 1000%. That was one of them. As soon as that shit dropped, every mixtape when you saw Wayne, it was this verse that they was putting on their DJs was putting this verse on their mixtape saying, yeah.
Come listen. There ain't a skip on this album. I'm just looking
at it. No, it really ain't. It really ain't because everything I am. Common passed on this beat. I made it to it. I'm so glad Common didn't take that beat because I love what Ye did with it. And I'm cool on that.
Which joint was that?
Everything I Am. Damn.
Oh.
Everything I'm Not Made Me. Everything I am. Yeah.
Flashing Lights is my shit.
Look, I'm gonna tell you my favorite joint on here though. My real favorite joint on here is The Glory. The Glory is probably one of my favorite Ye songs of all time because it's just it makes me feel good, man. Like the singing in the background, I can't stand it, no. Yeah, it's just and it take me back to the time when I first heard it and who I was riding around with. Like in my man Face, my brother Face that I shout out at the top of the episode. Like we was riding around with him. We riding around the streets of Detroit, Michigan, bro, listening to this album. Like this shit was incredible. It really was great. So The Glory is up there. Homecoming. Yo,
that's
listen,
one
dog.
Of my favorite kind. That's one of my favorite Kanye songs.
You don't even have to be from Chicago to feel like some. You know what I mean? You listen to this song and you like, man, god damn,
I'm
like
coming home again.
Who, what? Man, they want to rap and make soul beats just like you. Like he was talking about shit.
Anybody that's ever moved away from their hometown.
Oh man.
Anybody that's ever moved anywhere. Whenever you coming back home,
you gotta play
I
that.
I promise you play homecoming, your mind frame is just gonna be different.
It's gonna be way
home.
Different,
like,
bro.
Like,
yes. You're gonna feel like you in a documentary about you, nigga. Like, it's about me. This is my life. I'm about to, like, you know what I mean?
It's all of a sudden it's black and white where you at, and you just on a train staring out the window.
Reflecting and shit.
Reflecting on the neighborhood that you didn't grow up in, but for the sake of this documentary.
And no matter what the weather is, it's a raindrop on the window, and you like, yeah, man, right over there is where I. Yeah. It probably didn't even happen, but for the sake of the documentary, oh, it is what it is.
That's exactly where you was at.
And then, of course, like, Big Brother, bro. Big Brother was the joint that, the, like, how you end your album with, like, bro, Big Brother?
So Big Brother was a weird song to me at first. I just looked at it. I was like, oh, man, get off. Like, you gotta relax. You know what I'm saying?
You the meme.
And then fifth being fifth, spicing it up.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Ye was doing something we weren't used to. We weren't used to people showing love on a track like that in such a way where it's just like, yo, dog, like, I fuck with you, yo. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, hell.
He really ushered in the era of what people say now. Like, I'm going to give you your flowers while you can still smell them. Like,
I mean, even his arch nemesis at one time, Drake, fucking had numerous songs, numerous like 4 to 6 bars. He didn't do a song, but numerous 4 to 6 bars of verses where he would just big up Wayne and give up Wayne his props and hold Wayne down, whatever the case may be, man. So,
but I'm just as famous as my mentor, but that's still a boss. Don't get sent for, you know
what
I mean?
Sent
like,
for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nah, yeah, has some shit, man, with this, and this is. For this to be 15 years old, it always makes me feel the same way we talk about these, like, before. Like, we talk about 25 years ago and 20 years ago and 15 and all that. Like, what are these kids going to have 15 years from now? Like, in 2022, what are they going to have from their group of artists? Not ours, because Push gave us some great music this year. Conway, Benny, and, you know, the list goes on. Freddie Gibbs is about to drop. Vince Staples and all of this. Who from their era, you know what I mean, is going to deliver some shit to make them go back and be like, man, like, and it still sound good? You can go play Graduation right now. Right now, as you're listening to this shit, you can play Graduation right now wherever you are.
It's going to be a whole amazing. Bunch of Past the Future being played. Dirty Sprite 1, Dirty Sprite 2.
I ain't mad at that. Listen, you invite me to your function, and I'm old, and I'm just chilling, and y'all playing Future, I'm gonna look at whoever the DJ is, and I'm adapting personally. Say, hey man, you know what I mean? Yo, I'm from that era right there, man. Thank you greatly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, somewhere along the way, between there and like where we are now, he gave us a lot of great music, and he said like a lot of dumb shit. That to the point where he's like your cousin that you already kind of know. Like when he come to the cookout, you're like, oh, hey, this nigga come with that bullshit, man. But it's still your cousin. That's still big cuz. If we get into a fight at the corner store, you still going
to you know, help him out. You love him the same, man.
Hov been foreshadowing shit for a long time, bro. He been telling us this shit for a long time. You listening to the music, it's right there for you. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, I still fuck with Graduation 15 years later. That shit is a classic, a masterpiece. I won't really hear nothing of it. And I think, I want to say around that time, Bittersweet was supposed to be on this album, but it didn't make it. I'm not for sure, not for certain about that. Maybe Bittersweet came out after. I'm not sure. But every time you look up, if you look up Bittersweet Poetry, but you got to look up the Keisha Cole and John Mayer version. Only that one with the sample in the background and all that. You got to get the full effect of that song. If you know, you know. That song, every time you look it up, it has Graduation cover art on it. So in my head, when I used to play, I was like, damn, like, was this? I copped this shit from the store. Why this shit went on my version? You know what I mean? But it's one of those. It's one of those songs, man. That shit is a classic, like super classic. I don't know if I'm. I don't know if Ye drop an album right now. Would you be checking for it? Would you be? How excited are you for a new Ye album?
No, I'm not excited at all.
I had to check.
He's put out non-Jerv type album after non-Jerv type album. Nigga said non-Jerv type album. Some niggas don't think they does.
I remember the review from the last joint.
They does to me, but
yeah. He had a couple joints, had a spark when he started, but not, you know what I mean? Like I'm like,
he not even garbage. It just ain't for me no more. Like he too space booted out for me.
Space boot.
leather. He's the reason these young boys be rocking hoodies in 90 degree weather now.
Man, listen,
he's out here looking like a clown with it. That's the reason. I unearthed it all. I figured it out. That's the reason. It's his fault.
That's a fact.
These young boys wearing these fucking hoodies and leathers and all type. Like, yo, it's like 99 degrees outside. Yeah. Young boy, you going chalk.
Yeah. And they be outside like moving around doing shit too. Like being active in it. Like I never understand it, man. This ain't my era. You know what I'm saying? I'm just surfing through it. You know what I mean? I'm just still here doing my thing, existing in it. But y'all got it, man. Y'all want to go outside with the shorts and the dangly earrings and the hoodies on in 98 degree weather? That's on y'all, man. Cool. I ain't gonna knock it. It ain't for me. You ain't gonna see me doing it, but I won't knock you, man. Fuck it. It is what it is. But in the meantime, in between time, we are back in the building. Continue to rate, subscribe, review, tell a friend and all of that. Go stream Graduation, bro. Go stream Ari Lennox new shit. All of that. Like, it's, you know, go rewind this shit and listen to the gems we gave you at the top of the show, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're here for and all that. But until next week, man, we out.